Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, let's bring in David Lightman. We got millions of callers coming in here to want to go to the Bushnell, but you can't win, David. You're contractually not able to. With all the money we pay you, you cannot get free tickets. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Just trying to make it through this fog.
Yeah.
I mean, both literally and figuratively, but yes.
You got some fog on the out there today in D.C.?
Aww. Gloomy looking, yeah. Aww, It'll clear up later.
Did the cherries already blossom? That's already passed, right?
Yes, yeah. They're gone. Well, they will be gone. It's beautiful downtown this week, but yeah, it's supposed to rain over the weekend. That'll be it. Yep.
So Pam Bondi's out.
Yep.
And Todd Blanche, who's been the deputy attorney general, as well as several stints as the president's personal attorney, you have a lot of different ways to slice this. Does that mean that Blanche is going to go after the Letitia Jameses in the world again? Or, like, what does this mean for what we're going to see from the DOJ?
That is the gossip that's been dominating this town for the last 12 hours since this happened. Everybody's shocked that he got rid of Bondi. As far as we can tell, the motivator here was the Epstein files, and she just botched the whole thing. Remember, she said the client list is on her desk,
and
it turned out it wasn't and all that. And if I'm not mistaken, the president's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, criticized her publicly. And Wiles was a good friend of hers. And that suggests to me that, you know, she just didn't handle this well. These files were going to come out one way or the other. Even conservatives pointed them out. So there's that. So I think Blanche and whoever becomes the new attorney general will make sure that's handled in a better way. Remember, Bondi was supposed to appear before the House Government Reform Committee next week. I don't know if that's still on or not. So I think this buys him a little bit of time. By the way, the name that's most mentioned, you know, for the next Attorney General isn't Blanche. It's Lee Zeldin, the former New York congressman, who's now head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Hmm. Now, I'm curious, when it comes to the Epstein files, what did she, besides the screw-up about the client list, was it she didn't find a way for it to go away quick enough, or she didn't just bring everything out? Like, what's the fundamental problem the White House had with her handling?
As far as we know, and again, this is still dribbling out, as far as we know, she wasn't politically savvy about it. In other words, one of the things you got to do in this town, any town, is stay ahead of the political wind, okay? In other words, if you see that Congress is moving to demand the release of this and put it into law, you better do something to preempt that. That's not what you want to happen. And they saw this coming as early as Labor Day, as I recall, that Democrats were pushing it, but so were a couple of Republicans, especially Republican women. And she just kept stonewalling and not releasing things. And then finally, they had that date of the December, whatever it was, to release them after Congress passed this, and they still didn't release everything. They still, to this day, haven't released everything. Again, it was politically, it was not politically wise the way she handled it, and I think that's what's going on here.
We have David Lightman from National Journal joining us here on Brian and Company on this Friday morning. A couple minutes left. DHS funding, is it going to go through or not? What's happening?
Yes, it looks like it will go through, not to get into the weeds too much, but the president the other day said he was okay with the Senate version of this, which basically funds DHS. The House, of course, only funded it through May 22nd. Senate was through the rest of this fiscal year, September 30th. Assuming they can get through all the parliamentary maneuvers, which I think they can, we'll know next week. I think this is going to be a done deal by the time we talk again next Friday. If not, then, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And finally, Iran, I mean, obviously, the tough talk to try to corner whoever's in power there. We don't know who is running the show, but what is the sense on the street of D.C. or at the Capitol on how this is going and how it's going to go?
Sense is the Republicans better do something fast because this thing is choking them. Midterms are coming up. Primaries have begun. Gas prices are $4 and up and looking like they're going to keep on going. This war looks like it has no end. The president, you see how the markets reacted to the president's speech the other night. So when Congress gets back next week, or 2 weeks, actually, we'll see what the Republicans do, where they put some clamps on this thing, deny funding, put restrictions on what the president can do. But right now, Republicans are worried, real worried.
Anything else going on? I mean, I know they're not in session, so like, is there anything else people should know about?
Well, they're not in session, as you know. No, it's surprisingly lively week. I mean, right now, the big issue is the economy. As you know, you mentioned the jobs report, which surprised everybody. My gosh, we expected it to be stable or, 59,000 jobs created, and it wouldn't have shocked me if it was went the other way.
Right.
So that might buy them a little time, but still, as we're moving into the guts of the political season and the economy's a story, so see what happens.
All right, David, we'll be obviously following it quite closely, and we'll talk to you hopefully again next week.
Absolutely. Good luck to your two UConn teams.
Yeah, I hope we get at least one in the finals. I mean, that's really my base expectation, but you never know. You got to win the game.
No.
You got to make more baskets than the other team.
Yeah, one good shot at the end changes everything.
As we well know. David, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.